All right, we'll come out of recess, and next on the agenda is the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The University of Missouri Extension, we have a lot of events coming up this month and next month. I'm working with the Taney County Partnership and the Bank of Missouri to bring an internet marketing expert here to the Branson area. We're going to have a workshop on April 21st at 9 a.m. at the Branson City Hall Chambers called Enhance Your Internet Marketing. That will be targeted, of course, towards small business owners. Then we have I've given you a flyer. There's a resource fair that we're partnering with several different organizations in Taney County. This resource fair is targeted toward the Latino community on April 22nd at the Branson High School. Our master gardeners have started their brown bag lunch series, which is held at our office on the first Tuesday of every month. They had one last week, and it was very well attended. They had a great group out there. They have another one coming up on May 5th, Tomatoes for the Garden. Nellie will be having an Affordable Care Act, How to Use Your Health Insurance, coming up on April 17th at the Taney County OCAC. So a lot of different events going on throughout the county in April and May. And then Nellie came, so she can also give you an update on our VITA program, which just has a couple days left.
Yes. Actually, so far this year, VITA, as of April 2nd, we've done a little over 600 federal returns in Taney County. So same amount of state returns, plus a few more, because some people have two state returns that they have to do. As Crystal said, we do have still have appointments Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This week, we have some appointments available, so we're still doing taxes these days if anybody needs an appointment. This year, the education part that we have concentrated on really is helping people understand the penalties for the Affordable Care Act if they do not have health insurance, and that the Marketplace open enrollment has started again through the end of April for people that don't have insurance and had to pay a penalty or had an exemption last year, so that they can check on that. So, any questions?
They're about running out of time for the taxes, aren't they?
Yes, sir, they sure are. Yep, Wednesday is the deadline.
Now, is that down a little bit on the total numbers, or is the tax returns that you fill out, or the tax, I heard you say that you do Missouri and the federal tax. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that in years past they've been up close to 1,000, or do you count the Missouri and the others that you do the applicants?
We do count both, so yeah, we are up this year. If you double that, it'd be about 1,200 so far.
Okay.
For the grant that the University of Missouri Extension gets from the IRS, we can only count the federal.
Okay.
But for everything else, we count the state, and I do want to thank you, the commissioners, also for supporting the program, because it makes all the difference in how many people and how many sites that we can run.
Now this is. Your VITA program is for Taney and Stone County, isn't it?
It is. And one thing this year, actually we've done about 935 returns federal only for Stone and Taney counties. And I will have to see if the person that runs our program can help me figure out the exact amount for each county, because we had to change systems. After the first 2 weeks, we went to TaxWise Online because the desktop system was not working. And when we did that, the coordinator for our program had to have all the returns that were done accepted before the site could be switched over to the new system. So to do that, basically, Andrew switched all the sites over to Stone County login IDs so that Taney County could finish closing out before we switched. So we do have some Taney County returns that have been counted right now towards Stone County totals. So.
But you're fixing to get that fixed, straightened out then.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now the VITA tax preparation, that is for low income?
Yes, Commissioner. Low to moderate income, $53,000 is our income limit, basically.
And there's no age?
No, okay. There's no age on this.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming over. Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you.
I guess next on the agenda is bid recommendations for retaining walls, wall blocks.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201503-293 for retaining wall blocks that Mr. Hayes with Road and Bridge had requested for completion of part of the project at the Mount Branson barn. We released this bid. He explained to me that we needed to expedite it, so I sent it out for the close to the minimum requirements. March 21st, this was released, closed last week. We received two responses that we opened on the 7th of April. Those responses were from SI Precast Concrete in Ozark, Missouri at 6120. Also, SI Precast Concrete in Ozark, Missouri also had checked every box of compliance that was requested in the minimum requirements of the bid and offered a delivery date of as soon as we need it. The other vendor that responded was Skurlock Industries out of Springfield, Missouri. Their bid number was 9130, so it was $3,000 higher than the first vendor. Also, they were not able to comply with all of the requirements. They checked four out of the nine boxes as unable to comply with and offered a delivery date of plus or minus 4 weeks. So Mr. Hayes took possession of the responses to do a complete and thorough review, and I think he's ready to make his recommendation based on the information that I just
after reviewing these, I recommend we purchase the blocks from SI Precast out of Springfield, or Ozark, sorry, as they complied with everything and they do have the product on hand ready to go. So
quite a bit lower.
And they come in real close to the estimate that we thought it would. So.
Motion for approval, the SI Precast there.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'll notify the vendors.
Was you going to reject that one bid?
Just recalled it.
Okay.
It actually didn't go out.
Okay.
I caught it before fully released. So
okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll recess until 10 o'clock. At that time, we were scheduled for an executive session.
Is that here or upstairs?
In the County Commission conference room up the stairs.
All right. All righty.